Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I didn't see it coming, and I didn't even think about it, but when I read a book review, I realized that a new type of novel was coming out, the pandemic novel. I recalled the popular myth that the board game Monopoly grew out of the Great Depression, which is partially true, while the full history of the board game and its creator, Elizabeth Magee, 30 years earlier, has struck me as its own window into ruthlessness, desperation, and the luck of monopolies. Novels and games, it seems, grow out of a context, irrespective of the genre. We write or manufacture from our context, even if it is reacting against all that is present at the moment. The world, and I think many religious people themselves, view religion similarly. As a phenomenon of humanity, religions are assessed and even made based on a context. For many people, the starting point for anything religious is the fear and existence of death, and life is regarded as too hard if there is no meaning or purpose to it, and it is subject to fate or luck or circumstance, including the behavior of others. This means that religions are our creations, with deities made in our image, and religious goals are our secret desires. But what if God exists and interacts with us, and the relationship that emerges, we can call it a religion, is a revelation, which is then transmitted, passed on, and hopefully lived, as we do with all relationships important to us? That's when the world and we ourselves can ask for the evidence for God's existence and why he wants to relate to us. And that isn't unreasonable. What is unreasonable is that the evidence is rejected because it doesn't fit some preconceived idea of God. Christianity makes the bold claim that a crucified man is God, who died for us and was raised again to life, never to die again, and that through faith in this God-man, people encounter God, know who he is, know who they are, and then live in this world with this relationship shaping their lives. We are used to transactional relationships. We are used to cause and effect, rewards or punishments. We make our justice systems this way. We think that is how deities should relate to us because that's how we think we'd behave with all that power. But what people discover with this crucified and risen man is God's faithfulness, grace, and mercy. That God acts towards us freely so that we might have a freedom to live. Living on planet Earth is our context, as is our mortality, violence, selfishness, and transactional relationships. Human-made religions come and go, but have a similarity, a transaction. Do right by God, and God will do right by you. That is why Christianity is unique among the religions, because it proclaims God's initiative and action, which we receive and then live out. It is not transactional at all. It is charity, a free gift, a new life. It is good news for us, which people often think is too good to be true or a scam. Back to transactional thinking again. And when we talk about a pandemic, when we write or recall stories of such times, indeed, whenever we consider life and the human condition, let us remember that the best news of all is that God forgives all people through Jesus Christ our Lord. That God isn't absent from life. That life is for living now, rather than concentrating on an eternal future. I mean, if your future is secure, why are we concentrating on it? God wants us to live today well. And if what God in Jesus has done for us isn't good news, then nothing is. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we cannot trust in our own goodness, so deal with us, not according to the severity of your judgment, but according to your mercy. Stir us up to lead holy lives each day, because we are confident rather than arrogant, that you have saved us. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.